Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Trine Rumet, director of The Days That Confused. Great title. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good evening, Carlo Vivari.
How are you?
Good evening and good night.
Good night, Carlo Vivari.
So,
How is Elvis?
How's everything, yeah? How's the stuff? Anyways, okay, back to business. Okay, very briefly, the first question for our listeners. Would you be able to tell our listeners about the story of the film, first of all?
Well, the story, basically, very simple. Guy went out, drank, start fucking around with forest business, then some other people died, and then he went to school.
It's a normal day in a everyday life kind of situation.
It's just stuff fucking happens.
Yeah. What I love about this film, and we'll get straight to it. What I love about this film is that you can't tell what's going to happen next. So I'm wondering, how did you sort of come up with the story? Did you have a structure in mind, or did you just create it as you went along?
Emotions,
right.
Feelings.
Yeah.
I started with a feeling, and it ended up with a feeling. It's feelings.
Yeah.
The thing is what we feel. It's like actually the only thing what exists.
Right. Yeah.
It's like that. We started this thing that somehow I painted the picture of old BMW in the forest.
Okay.
And then but before that there was a feeling, and then we all felt that feeling.
Yeah.
And then we created this synergy, and this feeling happens to be on the screen.
I see. Yeah. And but still, you said that it started from a painting that you made of a BMW in the forest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was like a some situation which you can also see in the film, that there's an old BMW in the forest, in the oak forest, and then two guys are listening to disco and drinking wine in it, not vodka, and then it's fucking dark.
Yeah, it's very dark. But let's talking about the story again. Where does it come from, yeah?
It comes from I guess from childhood.
Oh yeah.
As everything.
Right.
From person's life.
So from personal experience?
Not literally, but on a feeling based, yeah.
Well, what about this? I noticed that there's also like a contrast between people that come from the city and people that come from the countryside. Is that something else that inspired you?
It's a contrast which exists forever. People who are living in country, who are living in country. Mm-hmm. And their life is actually very free.
Yeah. Mm.
And there's a lack of
control.
Like control and some bullshit, actually.
Yeah.
And I fancy
a lot of violence too, I guess.
There's a lot of violence, but still there's a freedom, and I don't say that city life is bad, but still there's a contrast, but I guess city is so full of nonsense.
Really? What kind of nonsense? What do you mean by nonsense?
Look the news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Words.
Right. A lot of talking.
A lot of talking of nothing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot of silence in country.
I noticed as well that male and female kind of comes into play in this film a lot. So I almost felt that like the men were sort of obnoxious in their treatment of women. But then it's almost like this is normal life. Is this sort of the
We're not feminists. I'm not feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that men and women should have the same salary, but still, I really like when somebody opens the door.
What do you mean? Oh, that opens the door for you. So yeah, so that, but what about
did you have the answer?
What about but so this actually happens, and this is the way that that women are treated.
This is really not the feminist view of the thing, that we have the differences between our sexes, and actually it's really nice.
Okay.
It's really nice. Fuck that.
Okay. There you go. That's viewpoint there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the actors. How did you cast the actors that were in the movie?
The main actor and the another main actor, Hendrik and Johan, because Estonia is like a really village.
Mm-hmm. It's a small place.
Yeah, yeah. And then but in a not in a bad way.
No,
in a, like a medieval village or something.
I come from Ireland, so.
So yeah, you love it too.
And so, and is he a professional actor?
They are professional actors, and they're like really like tough guys in Estonia, actually. Mm. And then with Johan and Hendrik, I had those thoughts before writing actually that they are in there.
Oh,
so they even, as I said before, that we met before, and during the writing process, and then they started to inspiring the characters as well. So
okay, yeah. So you wrote the script with them in mind. You had them.
Oh,
in
yeah,
mind.
Of course, yeah.
And let me ask you this other question: this is your first feature film, is that correct?
Yeah.
What was the transition between short film and feature film? What were the difficulties?
With short film doesn't reach anywhere.
Really? Oh, okay, so that's very interesting. So you find that feature film offers more opportunity?
Yeah, of course. Short film is a short film. It's really nice, but actually you have to have a time to get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to have time to meditate with the thing.
Was it difficult?
With the the long play and the short play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I
long
know,
play.
Yeah.
It will stay somewhere. Yeah.
What was it difficult to make a feature length film? Was there any difficulties maybe in financing it, in making it?
When it's your like life's path, nothing is hard for you.
All right.
It's like life situations are like hard for you, but. They're in a row.
Right. Yeah.
They're in a row, and to take this like scene by scene.
Yeah.
You go home, you have to take the scene that you wake up in the morning, then you take a scene on the movie set, then you take another scene, you have to eat.
Well, it's like work.
You just take the scenes one by one.
Yeah. It's like you make it sound like it's work, though. It's like
it's not work.
No.
It's not. It's not work for. It wasn't. Yeah. It's like I don't know, witchcraft. Living a witch life. No?
Right. Yeah. So, what do you consider like being the best part of being a filmmaker? Is it telling the stories?
Best part is to be in a sauna with the people you love.
In the sauna.
During the process. And to just get together with their energies, and then you're just like, weeha, yeah. Weeha.
I've never received that answer. That's a great answer. Okay, final question to wrap things up. Okay, maybe so two more questions. One of them is, where are we going to see this film? Is there any plans of taking it to other festivals?
Moya will answer that.
Moya, you are?
Yes.
Moya is a fabulous producer.
The producer of the film. What's your name?
I'm Moya.
Moya.
So the next festival will be Balic. It's in Serbia.
Yeah.
And then we have confirmed Helsinki.
Right.
And then Hamburg. Yeah. And there will be some more, but yeah, Balic is the next one at the end of July.
Oh, okay, excellent.
One of our actors says that there is a golden toilet pot in Balic, so we are really creating it.
Well, with that, the final question is, are you working on anything right now?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say anything?
I'm allowed because I'm like thinking of it, but okay. I have only three words to say: dark, dark, dark,
dark, dark, dark. Any final words for our listeners?
Please,
anything at all?
People, don't network so much. Just relax.
Don't network so much to just relax. That is holy words from a film festival. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a real pleasure. And it was great fun talking to you. But really, The Days That Confused is quite... It's a great film, and congratulations on making it. Thanks very much once again.
I'm not a star. What is it, lonely? I don't even have my own car.
It is a radio station after all. Okay, thanks very much.
Can you put that song afterwards?
I'm putting everything. I'm not cutting anything.
Okay, can you put that song afterwards? This how did it begin?
We can't. We're not going to be able to. Can you sing it for us?
But how did it start? I'm not an actor, I'm not the star, and I don't even have my own car. But I'm hoping you stay, and you're gonna love this film anyway.
Okay, please stay with us, though. Don't change the channel. Thanks very much once again, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.